Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's talk NRL, and joining us online, Mark Geyer. Good morning.
Gilly, another action-packed round of rugby league, my friend.
Oh, so much to talk about. Firstly, you had a bit of a reunion, I believe, with some of your old mates.
Yeah, we did, buddy. We had our 30 years, my God, even saying that sounds a long time ago. yeah, but it was great to see. We had a 10-year reunion for our 91 grand final. We had a 20-year one, and we had Friday night, we had our 30-year reunion. It was good to see some of the old faces. It's good to see that, you know, the people we won a competition with were there on hand to watch the current crop trying to emulate what we're doing. So hopefully they can.
Yeah, absolutely right. And they did it quite well again on the weekend too.
Yeah, they did, mate. Watching them play, it's kind of like they've got a couple of gears up their sleeve when they need to. And that was a pretty sloppy first half. They addressed that in the second half and came out. And look, Canberra did miss Nicol Klokstad at fullback. He's one of their most, you know, highly rated attacking players. But Penrith still, you know, Jerome Luai has gone next level. Nathan Cleary continues to steer the ship around, and their forwards up front, Fisher Harris in particular, is in career best form. So looking good, five in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. Rabbits, wow.
Yeah.
They're turning it on.
They are, aren't they? They, you know, they just seem to be doing what they have to do, and all across the field, basically. They're, without Cody Walker, you know, Benji Martin steps in, scores a try, sets one up. David Cook again was good. Latrell Butt was probably the pick of the Rabbitohs, along with Tom Burgess, who ran for nearly 240 metres. And on fire they were. Obviously up against an opponent that isn't up to their speed, but the only players in front of you, and they did. They're looking good as well.
Yeah, Manly, they've got their first win after a bit of probably the worst looking field goal I've ever seen, but but it went over.
Oh, he'll take that. Yeah. DC will take that every day of the week. When you're in such a rut, we spoke to him on our Saturday's scrum show here in Sydney, and he was just relieved. You know, and it gives them a week of pressure off type thing. You know, when you're losing so many games as they do, and you know, that week after you get beaten, you can't wait for them to come around again so you can play footy. And I think the Warriors, without Fenua Blake, are in for a long season now.
Yeah, they certainly are. They certainly are. Look, talking about teams doing it tough, poor old Doggies.
Wow.
52-18 went down to the Storm, and Storm, well, it was just like a training run for them.
Yeah, and, you know, the Dogs, I think they completed around 90%. But I suppose when you can sum up this season, when you celebrate after you score a try and get beat by 50, it's still, you know, it's kind of one of them things. They're in a bit of a funk at the moment, and, you know, they've got to fight their way out of it. We saw teams on the weekend do it, you know, i.e. Manly, who the Cowboys yesterday. We'll get their game in a second, I know, but, you know, when you keep getting beaten, it becomes a bit of a habit. And at the moment, the Doggies, they're in a bad habit at the moment.
Yeah, indeed they are. What about Sam Walker? The Roosters came back in the second half in the last, what was it, 15 minutes? 26-18 over the Sharks.
Yeah, what a kid. He just seems to be so cool, calm and collected. He looks like he should be riding on the, you know, the fifth race of Rose Hill. He's that diminutive, but he's got a cool head. There's been a lot of talk about him for a long time, about how level-headed he is and how he's a connoisseur of rugby league. Well, he showed that in a 10-minute period where he set up two tries and scored one himself. And they found their woes. They found their problem to their woes, the Roosters, with a fantastic young halfback. And he's just put him back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, to lose Keary, I mean, my head was down. But I'll tell you what. Things are looking on the up, albeit it was a slow start for the Roosters in that game, though.
Yeah, and I think the Sharks would lament that. They should have won that game. Honestly, I think they should have put the Roosters to bed. But that's what the good teams do. They fight back. You know, the Melbournes and the Roosters, who aren't exactly as strong as they were last year, but they still find a way to win games, and that's just kind of in their DNA. That's what they do.
Yeah. All right, now Cowboys, they 34 points to 30 over the Tigers. It was a close encounter, pretty rugged game out there at Leichhardt Oval.
Yeah, considering the circumstances, the emotion of Tommy Vidonikis' loss, that they're playing at Leichhardt Oval and against the Cowboys, I thought that the first 40 minutes was the worst 40 minutes I've seen from any team this year from the Tigers. They were poor. They come out and they kind of thought that the process was already done, but they come up against an enthusiastic Cowboys team. They did fight back in the second half. It was all too late. They've got big problems, Tigers, and I don't know where it starts, Gilly, to be honest, how it gets fixed. I suppose you've got to have a halfback who... Halfbacks always send me under the pump because most forward packs these days hold each other's aggression, but the halfbacks are the ones who have got to come up with the creativity. At the moment, young Brooks is devoid of that.
And he's not a bad player, he's just not finding it.
No, that's right. He was halfback of the year about 3 or 4 years ago in the Dally M, so we know he can play.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Eels, Dragons came out, all guns blazing. Local sensation Cody Ramsay had a cracking game as well. It was a great game of footy last night.
Yeah, well, they're one of my favourite teams to watch at the moment. They just play with so much spirit. The Dragons, they seem to be well coached. Griffin is the real deal. They've jumped out of the blocks, and I think they've only lost one game. That was the first game of the year against the Sharks. So they're going fantastically. Paul Vaughan's back to his origin form up front, and he's leading the way for the rest of them. And Dusty, oh my goodness, he's on. If only a couple of blokes called Pappenhausen and Tedesco in front of him, he might be a chance for some rep owners. But unfortunately, he's going to be one of them guys who are caught in a bad era.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got to say, the Dragons really exposed the Eels, didn't they? They just kept hitting them down that left side, and it was on.
That's what has been their Achilles heel for the last couple of years, the edges of the Eels' defence, and that was exposed by the Dragons. Now every other team who want to look at a way to beat the Eels, they'll do the same thing. And it's, again, the halves for the permanent Eels, they vanished. These are the games you want your half and 5-8 to stand up and play, and both Mitch Moses and Dylan Brown weren't in the game at all. So, good, but a great win by the Drags, and they're on a bit of a roll. I like watching them play, as I said.
Yeah, I think that's 4 in a row for them now, so good luck to them. They've had a very tough couple of years, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so.
But I like to see teams that are down the bottom of the premiership fight their way up, and they've done that.
Indeed. I'm with Mark Guy. You'll catch him tonight from 6 p.m. right here on Triple M with the Rush Hour with MG. Mate, as always, thank you for your time. Thanks for the insight. Enjoy your week.
Good on you, Gilly. Stay warm.